Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Lenny Cacano.
Unstoppable Dynasty. Young Hova.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Hustler.
I just want you to know.
Gonna let you know.
It ain't where I've been.
It ain't where I've been.
But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Young Hova.
Now, I just want to love you.
Should be joining in a little bit. Let me just find out who you guys are, and then we'll go from there. I'm not gonna. I hope people join the conversation. But if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But I'm gonna do some sales calls tonight and let you guys listen in. And that's the plan. Do one or two sales calls. Let you guys listen in and critique and find out. How you should be doing it if your aim is to sell some ads in the All-Star Weekend magazine, make yourself some money and do something good for the Grudge Racers, the All-Stars of the Grudge Game. Okay, 910-9375, who's that? 910-9375, who's that? You have to speak up because, if you don't, I'm not going to keep you on the phone. I don't know who you are. You have to speak up. So the phone number, the first three is 910. The last four is 9375. I don't call your whole number out. So just first three and the last four, 910-9375. Whose phone number is that? All right, let me just make sure you guys can hear me. 803-2371. Whose phone number is that?
That's Shawana.
Oh, hey, Shawana, how you doing? All right, so I know 910-9375. So I know 910-849-9375. Who is that?
Precious.
Oh, hey, Precious. How you doing? All right. Good deal.
Hi.
All right. So I don't recognize these numbers like that. People don't know numbers anymore. That's the that's the whole deal. So, you know, everybody has things programmed in their phone now. I bet people couldn't, like, if you had a dude, could you call out 10 different phone numbers of people you know? Could you do it, either one of you?
Yes.
Shawana, you could name, you could call out 10 phone numbers of 10 different people.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. That's amazing if it is. Because I used to be able to do that. I used to know lots of phone numbers, but, you know, not anymore. Not anymore. Well, like I said, I just sent the text out to everybody. It went out a little bit late, and I apologize for that. But actually, I wasn't even going to do it tonight, but I've been promising and promising and promising a few people, so just want to make sure we got that done. I'm going to call the editor of the magazine. Well, she should be on there. I don't know where she is. So does anybody have any questions, or did you have any questions? Have you tried to sell any ads at all?
My group, we're having a meeting for our crew, and we're going to put something, myself and Cedric, we're going to put something together with our crew and try to get a lot of sales with our crew, because everybody that wants to go needs to have a VIP.
All right. Well, okay, we're talking about, right now this call is not about the VIP sales. And I think
okay.
I don't know if I had my list mixed up or not, but you know about the magazine that we have, right? The magazine that we're doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have that information?
No, I don't have that information.
Oh, good Lord.
Let me ask you a question. Is this the magazine, I think, where it's like about, what, $3,000? Did the magazine's like $3 each? Is this it?
$2 each, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, $2 each. And it's going to be a 32-page publication. And each one of the authors is going to have their own bio page. You know, they have some pictures in there. Couple of interesting facts about themselves, and we're gonna have some advertising on each page, you know, and so what we're trying to do is sell ads, and the ads range anywhere from $50 just to have your name listed as a there's gonna be a page of supporters, and so your name will be listed as a supporter of the Grudge Race game. And up to $100 is another basic thing. You can put your business card in there. You know, and on one page, it'll probably be, you know, 6 or 8 business cards, you know, laying on the page. And and then you can sell with someone. Okay.
I said, I apologize. I do know about that. I was thinking of something else, but I didn't.
Okay, Precious, do you know about that?
Yes.
Anybody else has chimed in yet? Mm. Wow, looks like we're by ourselves. Wonder how that is. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, whether they're there or not, I'm going to go and I'm going to try and make a few sales calls tonight. So you got to put your phones on mute after you hear me do what I do. Then you can come back and ask me questions or give me some critiques about, you know, even what I did or didn't do, whatever the case might be.
Okay.
So let's see who we can call first. I have a list of names here, and that's the first thing you should do is prepare a list of names. And I don't mean names in your phone. Even if they're in your phone, you need to take them, and there's ways to take them and print them out through Outlook or through iTunes or whatever. There's a bunch of ways to do it. If you need help doing that, let me know. I probably should have did this a little bit earlier because now a lot of these businesses that I'm looking at in front of me are probably closed. So I got to find somebody who's open. Ooh. Okay, I got a business right here. See, it is Dean, and he is from 710 Drag Strip. And so I'm going to call Mr. Dean and see if we can't get him to buy an ad. All right, here we go. Phone's on mute, please. And also, somebody is doing texting. Maybe you don't realize, but sometimes when you go into your settings and cut your sounds off, because even when you text, you can hear, you know, going back and forth. Okay. I mean, I don't mind you texting. I just don't, you know, we just don't want to have, you know, the guy distracted. All right. So hang on. Here we go. Phone's on mute, please.
First act, Jay.
Hey, Dean, what's up, buddy? How you feeling, man?
What's good there, brother?
Oh, man, holding on with both hands, scared to let go. Yeah, how's business going with you?
All right. Please,
all right. Good deal. Hey, well, let me tell you why I'm calling.
Huh?
I said, let me tell you why I'm calling. I remember that you were trying to do some advertising, and we're doing a big deal at Rockingham Dragway this year. It's called All-Star Weekend. We're expecting, you know, quite a few thousand through the gate. But even before that, we're putting together a magazine. It's called A Tribute to the All-Stars. The 25 top graduations in the country are going to get together, and we're going to have a big weekend, a burnout contest, wheel stand contest, a whole bunch of stuff. But we're putting together a magazine, and we're going to print up 10,000 copies of these, and we're selling ads inside the magazine. And I thought since 710 was looking to get its name out there, and maybe a copy of your schedule could go in there. Maybe you could buy, you know, we're selling half-page ads, full-page ads. Maybe a copy of your schedule could go out there. And again, 10,000 copies means 10,000 chances to get new customers. So I was wondering if you'd be interested in something like that.
Okay. Yeah. What would ads be selling for?
What would the ad be? Okay, if you want just a full-page ad any place in the book, well, ads go from as little as $100 for a business card up to $750 for a half page on the back cover. We haven't sold that as of yet. But a regular full-page ad in the middle of the book someplace, it's $500. And they're all in between. We got a quarter-page ad for $250. I'm getting a sheet out here right now. I don't have it in front of me. But, yeah, quarter page ad for $250, half a page for $400, a full page for $500, the front cover, a quarter of the front cover for $600, a full page and the centerfold for $550, and the back cover, a quarter page is $650, a full page, inside back cover, a full page, $700. So, yeah, lots of different stuff that you – lots of different opportunities.
I got you. And when will this race start?
Well, the race is in July. We're going to start distributing the magazines starting April the 1st. The magazines are going to serve two purposes. It's going to be a fundraiser for the All-Stars because we're giving them a bunch of prizes and awards and some cash. That's number one. And then number two, it's going to advertise the event. So as we're advertising the event, we're also advertising the names of the businesses that help support, you know, this All-Star Weekend of graduation. And I know you guys do grads down at 710. And so, and also as an added bonus, anybody that buys ads in the advertising, they also get mentions on my show, the Smack Talk show, Every week we'll mention your name. We're expecting to get, you know, 200 or 300 people to buy into this, so I'm not sure that we can mention you every day, but at least twice a week we will mention 710 as one of the advertisers for the tribute to the All-Star Weekend magazine. So, yeah, we'll mention your name up until July every week.
All right. All right. And who would actually get these books?
Who would actually get? Oh, everybody in the North Carolina, South Carolina area. That's where
will it be something like how like Drag Illustrated does that?
Yeah, like Drag Illustrated, exactly like that. It's going to be each one of the 25 All-Stars is going to have a bio page. We're going to tell, you know, where they're from. We're going to show some pictures of their cars, stuff like that. So they're going to have a half a page with, you know, some small pictures and some interesting fun facts about them, where they got started, you know, their first race, their favorite competitors, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. My question would be, where y'all going to distribute these books at, starting what date, until when, you know what I'm saying?
Right. We're going to start distributing them on April the 1st until they're all exhausted, all right? And at worst case scenario, if we don't have them all out by April the 1st, we will then pass them out at the event, which will be in Rockingham for 3 days, July 1st, July 2nd, and July 3rd.
All right, cool.
But like I said, your advertisement will be in there. It'll be in there always. And like I said, you can have, you know, a copy of your schedule, a copy of maybe, one or two big events or, however you decide to do it, we'll lay it out for you. Just tell us what you want. Give us a copy of it and we'll lay it out for you. We'll design it for you and we'll send it back to you for your approval. You'll give an okay on it. And then, we'll run it as an ad in the magazine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
I just need to, can you send me, you can do it through email or a text. Can you send me the different prices so I'll be able to show it to my marketing guy and show it to my father?
Okay. Tell me what you prefer. Yeah. Would you rather it be email? I think that's the biggest thing.
I think the email, you want me to text it to you or just tell you now?
You can text it to me or you can tell me right now. You tell me right now.
Okay. Yeah, J, Oxendine, which is OXENDINE 83@gmail.com.
Let me call that back to you. That is JOXENDINE 83@gmail.
Yep.
Okay, good deal. All right, Dean. So I will email you a copy of the of the price sheet, the flyer, okay. And I will also email you an invoice that you can fill out and fax back. There's a fax number on top of it, and there's all the ways that you can pay through PayPal, through debit or credit card, or a bank deposit, or money order, or check, whatever you want to do it. There's several ways, and then as soon as we get payment, like I said, you can send us the information that you need or you want in the ad. Tell us how you want it, and we'll have our editor and the marketing people design a very nice ad for you, and then we'll send it back to you to get approval. You say okay, then it goes in the ad, goes in the magazine, and we're good to go. So
okay.
Yeah, I will send you that tonight or either first thing in the morning. I'm busy making some calls right now, but I'll send it to you one of the two, and I will follow up with you maybe tomorrow afternoon if that's good.
Yeah, that's just fine.
Okay, Dean. Definitely
work.
Appreciate it. All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Comments, thoughts, criticism, anything?
I got a question. When is the deadline that they need to pay? if they're thinking okay. about it, contemplating, so we need a deadline, we need an answer by a certain time.
Right, okay. I'm going to give you three sets of facts, okay? Three sets of facts.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First fact is our real, true, can't miss, not taking anything else after this date is March the 15th. Okay. You know, like I know, that we can't tell people that because sure as hell on March the 16th, somebody mm-hmm. will call us and say, man, I want to buy an ad. Can you help me? We don't want to miss the money, and we don't want them, you know, pissed off that we didn't take their ad. So
okay.
what we're going to tell everybody, right, is we're going to tell everybody is that well, we will first tell them about first come, first serve. Okay, because I kind of hinted to that, and I didn't really get to it. I probably should have touched on the first come, first serve deal about especially the prime stuff, like the back cover and the centerfold and that kind of stuff. Because there's only if you have the list of the invoice sheet, there's only one back cover half page available. There's two back cover quarter page available, right? Then there's one front cover quarter page available. There's just one front cover page. There's two full page centerfolds. But if you look at all the things, there's only a couple of them available for certain things. And so that's what we got to inform the people. So now, but the deadline that we're going to tell everybody is February 29th, okay? We are going to tell
okay.
everybody that our deadline is February the 29th. February the 29th. Okay? So,
okay.
So, but any questions, any thoughts about, you know, what you heard about, I mean, do you understand how the magazine works? Do you understand the process of how we sell the ads?
Yeah.
Let's just think about Little Mo, right? Little Mo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would call Little Mo up and say, hey, Little Mo, you know, you guys have been working with a couple of all-stars, right, that are going to be, you're going to have the list of all-stars because he's worked with Andy Mack, he's worked with Tony Mize, and he's worked with Candy Crush, right? Those are all-stars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so to say that, you know, number one, all the money that we're raising, is going primarily, not totally, but primarily to the all-stars. Okay, if we raise more than $30,000 for this magazine, some of it's going to go towards paying some other bills. But, I mean, what we're doing for the all-stars, the all-star party is going to cost $10,000, right? The all-star party itself is going to cost $10,000 plus the staffing and the food, which is going to bring us around $15,000 for the party. The party, not nothing else, just the party, $15,000 for the party. Because we're going to have a tent, we're going to rent a tent, it's going to be an outdoor tent, it's going to be a huge deal. It's going to be able to fit 250 people. It's going to have a wooden floor, right? It's going to have tables and chairs and tablecloths and all kinds of good stuff inside. It's going to have an open bar and all you can eat and drink all day long. You know, open bar alcohol, that's going to be very expensive. You know that, right? And, you know, then the Kool-Aid and the tea and the soda and all that stuff. And then food. And I'm talking about, you know, chicken wings and meatballs and fish and rice and beans and potato salad and rolls and all that stuff. So that's going to be going to run up quite a good bill. So that's $15,000 for the one piece. And then the second piece, we got to give out about $15,000 in cash before, you know, like I said, there's any profit from this magazine. Hopefully this magazine will pay for all that. You know what I mean? So that's
okay.
what we're raising the money for. We're raising the money for the all-stars to be able to give them a nice party and some cash when they walk through the gate, you know, as a reward for being one of the all-stars. That's one of the rewards that you get. Okay. So you tell Little Mo, yeah, we're raising the money for the all-stars, which is, like I said, which is absolutely true. It's no hustle. It's no game. We're raising the money for the all-stars, and you taking out an ad for your business does two things. It gives you an opportunity to pay tribute to them, the guys that you work with and you've helped to become all-stars, number one. And then it makes everybody else take notice that you're the guy that helped the all-stars get to be all-stars, and now they're going to want to come and work with you. So you're getting business for yourself and paying tribute to them. Those are the two things you're doing by taking an ad. You can put your business card in there, you know, and your business card could say, you know, tribute, you know, shout out to Tony Bynes, shout out to whoever. We'll put that on there because we'll put your business card in, you know, have your business card in, and then we can put another line or two in there for you if we need to. Okay?
Okay.
Have you ever seen a Freshers, are you still there? Have you ever seen a coupon saver? Coupon savers, those little magazines that they give out in your neighborhood, you know, come in your mailbox.
We don't get magazines in our neighborhood.
I'm not messing with you. All right, have you ever seen like one of those real estate magazines that you get for free, or one of those car magazines that you know you go to the store and they have them in the little display case and you can take them for free, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. It's not anything different. Or like you get the that little in your mailbox, they give you a weekly, some little weekly thing. You know, it's got the little silky paper on it. It's got coupons in it. It's got businesses advertising coupons, Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's and Hardee's and all the rest of the places. Well, that's what this magazine will be like. You know, it'll be the little silky, shiny paper, 32-page, full-color magazine. And, you know, the ads will be popping, you know, they'll be nice. And so that's what we'll do. All right. You guys want to hear me make another call?
If you want to. I got a question. I know this.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The only color is going to be like a half a page or a full page, right?
No, everything is going to be color. Everything is going to be color.
The
ads will be color, yeah. The ads will be color.
Okay.
Yeah, the ads will be color. What won't be color is like the articles. Like the articles about them and the pictures, you know. We're going to have we're gonna have a little article at the top. It's going to be like very, you know, magazine kind of writing where you have to see and get to look the squint or whatever. Going to be like font size 10 or something like a magazine stuff, and then it'll be some pictures in there, and then it'll be a half a page of the All Stars kind of his bio and stuff like that. Like I said, some pictures will be there, and you know, some pictures of the team, some pictures of him, whatever the case. That's why, like I said, we need some more photos of Andy Mack. We only have one of him, I believe. I mean, I have some other stuff that I can do. It'll be harder, but, you know.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's make another phone call. Okay, you guys can go on mute. Any more questions? Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, let's see who we call. I had somebody picked out. I got a list in front of me here. I'm trying to think of some guys that I know that might be up this time of night. I don't want to call anybody out. It's too late. Get them mad. Okay, here. I got a guy. Let's see what we got. Here we go.
Hey, coming in from work right now, man. What's going on with you?
Well, that's what I called you about, getting you some more work.
So what now?
I said, that's what I called you about, trying to help you get some more work.
Okay, let's talk to me.
All right. You know we're doing All-Star Weekend this year at Rockingham. We're bringing it back this year. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. We're expecting thousands and thousands of people through the gate. But what we're doing before we get there, we're doing a magazine called Tribute to the All-Stars. We're going to print out 10,000 copies. We're selling ad space. We're trying to raise some money to make sure that we take care of the All-Stars when they come through the gate. We're going to give them a really huge party, right? And we're going to give them, you know, $15,000 in cash when they walk through the gate. So we're trying to do a fundraiser by putting together a magazine, 10,000 copies. But it's 10,000 copies represents 10,000 chances for businesses that place ads in the magazine to get new business. You know what I'm saying? I know you got to do construction and all that. So for as little as $100, you can put a business card in. And for as much as you can put up to, you know, up to $700 and all in between to put a full-page ad in. So I was hoping that maybe you would like to, you know, one, advertise for your business, and two, support the Grubs game a little bit by taking an ad out in the Tribute to the All-Stars magazine. 10,000 chances to pay tribute, 10,000 chances to get new customers.
Okay. Well, look, how soon y'all gonna start taking out the money for that, bro?
Well, okay, here's the deal. It's a first-come, first-served thing, all right? Right now, a lot of people are listening to you. I'm training them right now to begin sales. We're giving away 25% commission on all the sales that we make, not for me, obviously, but for any of them, because they're listening and they want to learn how to, you know, sell these ads and what to say to people. And like I said, it's a first-come, first-served basis is what I'm trying to say, though, because we only got, like, some spots, you know, we can do as many business cards as we want, you know, up to 100. We're only going to take 100, though. But as far as, you know, the front cover or the back cover or that, we got limited spots for those. But the deadline, the real deadline is February the 29th. That's the deadline. But, I mean, by then, you know, most of the good stuff is probably going to be gone by then.
Right.
Because we're going to have about 30 people working on this.
Well, look, I'll make a decision by the end of the week, and I promise you I'll give you a call back. But we're going to definitely do something, okay?
All right. Did you want to see something in the email so you can see all the prices and the different ways you can get it done? Or do you want an email or something like that?
Let me give you my email address.
Okay, good deal.
Hold on, I'm trying to drive and give it to you.
I don't know how to spell
I know that's right, man. Okay, here we go, man. It's Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S, 69.
Mathis@gmail.com. You didn't hear what I said?
No, I didn't hear that.
You said Mathis 69. I said nasty.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, like I said, we're the magazine is called Tribute to the All-Stars. It'll be a 32-page full-color magazine. You can send us the information, and we'll lay out your ad just like you want it. We can put your company logo, your phone number, whatever, you know, prices that you have, services, you know, asking people to call you, whatever they have. You know how ads go.
Right.
We can lay it out any way you like. You can send us something already done, or you can just give us some information, and we will create an ad for you. You can even put, like, a discount coupon. Anybody that brings this ad in, you know, you get 10% off of your first job, and then obviously you know how you just raise the price up a little bit to cover that 10%. Don't tell nobody I said that. But anyway, you can put a coupon inside or whatever case. But like I said, one customer will pay for the ad, so you know that's how it works. But the magazine is going to come out. That's why we're cutting it off on February 29th, because we get all the ads in, we put everything together, we ship it out to the printers, the printer prints it out and then ships it back to us. April 1st is when we're going to start putting it out on the street. 10,000 copies we're going to distribute between North Carolina and South Carolina, but mostly in North Carolina and mostly to Because, you know, like when you're promoting an event, usually you go an hour or two around wherever you're promoting. So that's where the majority of the magazines are going to go. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, look, we're definitely going to do something for it. I'm going to give you a call back Friday, okay?
All right. So if you don't call me, I will call you. We'll follow
yes,
up
sir.
On Friday. I'm going to write this down.
Follow all right. That'll work.
Follow up Friday. All right. Good deal, doctor. Appreciate it, Andy.
Hey. Yes, sir, man.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye, man. Okay. All right. Anybody got questions, comments? Good Lord. I thought some more people would have joined us by now. You know, nobody joined us. I guess you two get all the money. did the tag go out? I wonder if it went out. I don't know if it went out to everybody because I know six or seven people that should have called, said they were going to call. Somebody, like four or five of them texted me and said, okay. But they never called back. I mean, they never called into the show. I don't know. Maybe they called to my other show. I don't know. But anyway, any comments, any thoughts, any questions? Do you understand how the whole process works? Do you guys want to try a call? And have me here to back you up? Just being scared if you're going to do it. You know, listen, I don't care if somebody says no, you know, because all it does is makes me better at getting to the yes. It just makes me better at getting to the yes. And the ideal of somebody saying no, it's not personal, it's business. You know, they're not saying no to me. They're saying no that I don't want to spend my money in this. I don't think it's a good investment. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, and you shouldn't have a problem because it's not a rejection of you. It's a rejection of your offer. Like when a guy comes to my house and says, do you want to buy a vacuum cleaner? And I say, no. Okay, fine. I just don't need a vacuum cleaner. Not I'm rejecting him. He might be a nice enough guy or her, whoever. But I just don't want the vacuum cleaner. So, let's see what else we got. Who else I can call over here? Well, these are probably going to be mostly daytime calls because I'm looking at all these people. And these people are all businesses in the daytime. And I probably wouldn't call any of them after dark. I just know those two guys personally. So that's why I felt comfortable to call them at this time of night. Because it is kind of late, isn't it? What is it, 9:30? 9:30, 9. 9:30,
yeah.
Right, I don't really know anybody else I can call this time of night. Not really, really, really. Not really. So here's what we'll do. If you guys got a little time, I'm going to try and do this again tomorrow at probably around, and only have, it's only going to be a half an hour that we can do it. It's only going to be 1 half hour. So tomorrow you know what happened? I know what happened. I only booked a 15-minute show by accident. I booked it by accident. That means after 15 minutes, nobody, because I don't know if you guys heard the show going off on me, but it went, the show, the live stream went off, and nobody can call into the show. They only call my phone. They can't call me, so that's probably what happened. It shouldn't have been that late anyway, so... You know how, like, when the shows go off, like you've been listening to Dog Show or whoever's show, and then at a certain time the show goes off and they're still on it? That's where we are right now, because this is a radio show, my other station. But, okay. So, Precious, any thoughts, any comments? Did this help out, Shawana, at all? Did it help out, help you?
I guess it's just more like just being comfortable with. I guess it's being comfortable with, like, I don't know, like being comfortable as far as not being pushy, just giving them all the information and basically letting them be able to make a decision. Like, yeah, you probably would want to get a yes like right now on the phone, but I mean. There's nothing wrong with getting the information to them. I mean, just being more comfortable talking to the customers, getting the information out there, not really focusing on the numbers per se, but versus getting them to, like, close it. Because you don't want our clients to feel if they are just numbers and they're being sold. Like, oh, yeah, I got so-and-so and I got so-and-so to, like, buy an ad in the magazine. You don't want the customer to feel that way, so you don't want to come off like you don't want your pitch to just coming off like I'm just trying to buy you. I'm trying to buy your services and get you to like buy this. Like customers, they want to buy things. They don't want to be sold. So it's kind of like you have to be the opposite of a salesperson, you know. Make them feel like more comfortable, build that relationship.
Okay, good deal. So tomorrow at 11 o'clock, for 1.5 hour, we're going to get on the phone again. I'm going to do the training session again. A lot of people missed it today. You know, the text was late. The show was jacked up, and it was my fault. So we'll get a text tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll get on and do it again. And if you think of any questions that you want to ask me or anything that you want to do, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a phone call first, and then I'm going to see which one of you wants to make a phone call. And like I said, you'll have me here with you. If you get stumbled a little bit, you know you got me as a clutch. So I'll help you through it until we get to the point where you're comfortable. Okay?
Well,
and,
okay.
I'll keep doing it for as long as you need me to do it. If you ever get on a phone call and you want to start making some calls and you want me on the call with you, whether we're on, like, you know, a show or not, just text me, ProStop. You got a few minutes to get on the phone with me. And and you can do 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 20 minutes here. All I do is stay on the phone all day anyway. So I'll be glad to do that. And like I said, the commissions are still yours. That has nothing to do with me. If I'm on the phone with you, even if I close the deal, you don't, the commission is still yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, so ladies, thank you very much. Nobody else joined us tonight. Well, I guess I fucked the show up. But nobody else could join after 15 minutes. So I screwed
also,
that up.
Also, can I talk to somebody we can call tomorrow?
Huh?
I got somebody we can call tomorrow.
Okay, great. Right. That's the first thing you do is sit down and create a list of people that you want to call. And then once you get that done, get me on the phone, and then we will make the phone call together, and hopefully we'll start making you some money. And start making some money for the All-Stars. All right, ladies?
Okay.
All right. So thank you both for calling in. I appreciate it. Sorry I screwed things up a little bit, but that was kind of last minute, and I shouldn't have did it. But anyway, we'll do it again tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and I'll talk to you both tomorrow morning at 9. I'll text you both tomorrow morning at 9, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good night, ladies.
Good night.